Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tears are rolling, rolling, rolling down your breast.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for being here. Let me introduce you to our new friend, Barbara Babbitt Kaufman. Ladies and gentlemen, is a new member of our Brain Trust. She's an author, motivational speaker, and a business entrepreneur. I think that may be an understatement from what I've read about her. Her most recent business is called Chapter 11 Bookstores, and we're going to talk to her about that in just a minute. And she, as I mentioned, she's a motivational speaker. She's had jobs with corporations before, but she is one of us. She knows how to make a payroll on Friday. Also a former CPA. Well, I guess she still is a CPA. I don't think she practices that anymore. But her new book, which is very exciting, folks, is called Attitude by Barbara Babbitt Kaufman. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
I want to read something from it, Barbara, if you don't mind. I want to read something from the introduction, folks. This is something that I just want to prepare you for an emotional experience. And this Barbara in her book writes about a story about a 92-year-old petite, well-poised, and proud lady who, after 70 years of living with her husband, he died, and she had to move into a nursing home. She just couldn't take care of herself. She's 92 years old. This lady is also blind. And they were taking her down to her room, and they were describing what she thought the room looked like. And she says, I love it. And they said, no, Mrs. Babbitt, we haven't described your room. We haven't gotten to your room yet. She says, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Happiness is something you decide on ahead of time. Barbara, when I read that I was glad I was sitting down, because that was a pretty powerful statement from that little lady.
Well, that's really what attitude is all about. It's how we react to things. And, you know, that's what I do in my book, is I give you tips to teach you how to react in a more positive way that will change your life and take you places you never thought you could go.
Happiness is something you decide on ahead of time. She goes on, folks, to say, the little lady goes on to say, whether I like my room or not doesn't depend on how the furniture is arranged. It's how I arrange my mind. I already decided to love it. And I'll tell you, we all need to, in my opinion, Barbara, we all need to write that last passage down and post it on our morning mirror. Don't you think so?
I think so. That's how I conduct my life every day, is, you know, just how I react and open up. I mean, a funny story about attitude is, on this month's cover of Atlanta Woman magazine, I happened to be on the cover. So, okay, my attitude is, thank you, my attitude is soaring. I'm so happy. And I open the magazine, and I'm standing there with my daughter, and she says, Mom, is your zipper down? And I went, oh, my goodness gracious. And believe it or not, so I had a choice with my attitude.
I could be
really upset that my zipper was down, or I could take the approach and have this great attitude and share it with everybody.
I thought that only happened to guys.
No.
Barbara.
So I am using my story to show that a great attitude happens even when you're caught with your zipper down.
Well, what a great story. Well, you know, I think things like that is part of God's sense of humor. I've had things like that to happen to me before, and I think it's a way maybe for God to say, you know, let's not get too big for our britches here.
And you have to learn how to react, and really having a great attitude is, you know, you can teach yourself. You can teach yourself just like brushing your teeth. It's a habit that you have to practice every single day.
So you can, now you're talking about maintenance, though, but can you actually acquire a good attitude if you don't have one? And you and I both know that there are plenty of, we've met plenty of people who don't have good attitudes. If you don't have one, can you acquire one?
Absolutely. You know, think of it like this. You know, it takes a lot of energy to be in a good mood, but it takes the same amount of energy to be in a bad mood. So why not practice day in and day out, channeling that same amount of energy to be in a good mood more often. So
well,
you can absolutely teach yourself.
Well, you know, Barbara, I whenever I interview people, and I tell, I've said this on the show, and I've told my employees that if you give me somebody who's got great capability and tremendous experience and ability, but their attitude is not right, and then I got another person over here who's smart and has a good attitude, but not so much on the other stuff, I'm going to take a second person every time.
Absolutely.
Because attitude will more than nullify any good performance in an organization, as far as I'm concerned.
It's so true. I mean, attitude is everything. And, you know, we all have the power within ourselves to channel it in the right direction. And it just takes practice. It takes reading my book. And it's 10 simple steps to follow, and you will be on your way.
Talk to us about those steps.
Oh, they're just, you know, one of the first steps is you got to make it happen. And what do I mean by that is, you know, really, you have to have a mantra. And, you know, really, what is a mantra? A mantra is a statement you say over and over again to give yourself focus. And mine happens to be make it happen. When I need to do something, I sit at my desk and I say, you got to make it happen, make it happen. And it'll motivate you to make more things happen and therefore encourage you. When you make things happen, you'll have a better attitude.
I have a couple of those myself. One of them I got from Sylvester Q Pussycat. When I was a little kid, I heard him say, you know, he was thrown out of a restaurant for you know, begging. And he stood up and dusted himself off and he said, I've been thrown out of better places than this. And so whenever I get rebuffed or whenever I get, you know, something happens that disappoints me, I stand up and dust myself off and say, I've been thrown out of better places than this. And another one though, this is my favorite, is somebody taught me this a long time ago. And that's whenever I'm faced with a real obstacle, I say, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber.
Okay. So you understand the power of a mantra.
Yeah.
You know, another thing is you never take no for an answer. You know, and people are told no every single day. You know, when I went into the book business, I did a little research. I mean, you know, it was very, you know, unsophisticated research, but I was wondering at the time why the major bookstore chains were not in Atlanta. So I called three of the major publishers and I asked them the question, you know,
Hold on to that, because when we come back, I'm going to get you to give us their answer. And I'm going to ask Barbara why she named her bookstores Chapter 11. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Barbara Babbitt Kaufman, the author of Attitude.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there, too. Check those out. And speaking of which, on that website, on the homepage, there's a little button on the right that says Motivational Minute. And it's a little thing you can read, a couple hundred words you can read in 1 minute or less, many of them, and it just gets you motivated a little bit every day. So check that out when you get a chance. Barbara Babbitt Kaufman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the author of the new book called Attitude, just released. And congratulations again, Barbara. This is a very important book. I'm very proud of you for having produced it and making it available. You want to tell us where it's available?
It's available everywhere. Any bookstore, Amazon, you name it, you can find it.
Including Chapter 11 bookstores.
Absolutely. Chapter 11 bookstores in Atlanta.
Ask you a question. Why in the world would you name a bookstore, any business, Chapter 11? I mean, it seems to me like that's an automatic way not to be able to get a loan from a bank.
Well, okay, it's a couple of interesting
And you with a CPA background and all.
I know. Well, the first story is, okay, you know, when you start a new business, the first thing you have to do is establish credit. So I would call the credit departments of like Simon & Schuster and Random House and tell them the name of my store, and they would literally cuss me out. I mean,
yeah.
They would say, how could you name your business Chapter 11? We deal with that all day long. So
maybe stop you. Barbara, folks, in case you don't know, one of the levels of bankruptcy is called Chapter 11. It's Chapter 7, Chapter 11, Chapter 13. Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
Okay, so anyway, you have to sort of understand, we named it Chapter 11, Price is So Low You Think We're Going Bankrupt. So when you put the name with the slogan, and I always really, you know, I understand, you know, especially now because I'm a professor of retailing now, and a name does not make a store makes a name.
Right.
But I really believed that a name could be, you know, people would wander into the store saying, who would name, just like you asked me, who would name their business Chapter 11? And believe it or not, it got a lot of play. We got PR from it, and it really helped us in the beginning get our name on the map. So it worked both ways.
Well, that's a very interesting thing. Next time I have my branding experts on, I'm going to ask them about that. Barbara, one of the things you said when we were here just a minute ago, by the way, do you have a, before we go any further, why don't you give us your website? I'm sure you have one.
Yes, my website is attitudeisit.com.
Attitudeisit.com. They can find, can they read a little bit about the book and see the table of contents there?
They sure can.
Okay. All right. And can they also they can probably also link over to wherever to buy it? Would they link to your store? Now, do you now the Chapter 11 stores are still out there, right?
It's still. I did sell my company about 2 years ago, but yes, they're still going. The new owners have expanded, and they're doing well.
Great. When we took the break, you said never take no for an answer. I want you to talk to us about that a little bit.
Okay. So I was sort of telling the story about how I got into the book business and my research, and I was, you know, at the time, Barnes & Noble, Borders, none of the major chains were in Atlanta. So I called three of the major publishers to ask them why. And that two out of the three told me the reason Barnes & Noble and Borders were not in Atlanta was because the South is illiterate.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm serious. And this was in 1990. I know. It's unbelievable. Well, that was all the no I needed to hear.
No kidding.
From
their stupidity into your bank account, right?
Exactly. So that was, never take no for an answer. I went on to grow the chain to 13 stores.
Congratulations. Take that, you Barnes & Nobles.
And another one of... one of the things, the tips in my book about having a good attitude is you can't be afraid to ask. So many people are afraid to ask because they think that somebody's going to tell them no. And another thing we talk about in the book is never take no for an answer. So you can't be afraid to ask. And I learned this about, a long time ago. I went out to buy my first car all by myself. And I thought I negotiated the greatest deal. I was so excited. I come home. My girlfriend calls me up, and she says, what's going on? I tell her I bought a new car. She said, so do I. And coincidentally, we had both bought the identical car. And I said, how much did you pay for that car?
Oh, no.
And she told me, and she paid $2,000 less than I did.
Broke your heart.
So I got on the phone. I called the owner of the dealer. And I told the owner of the, car place, and I told him the story. He says, I'll call you back in 24 hours. He called me back, and he said, Barbara, there's a $2,000 check in the mail to you today. So it was a very valuable lesson that I learned,
right,
that don't be afraid to ask.
You know, one of the things, that's a great story. One of the things, I want to go back to don't never take no for an answer. I agree with you. I mean, I've been guilty of that myself. But a mentor of mine once helped me, though, to sort of be better at that by saying this to me. I was tilting at a windmill, and he knew it. And he said, and I was complaining about it because it wasn't happening. And he said, Jim, sometimes you have a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight. And that's that's really helped me to know when to not take no for an answer, but when to realize maybe sometimes it's time to move on.
Well, that's true. And you have to, it has to be a win-win. You can take, when I say never take no for an answer, you go back and you rework it so it's a win-win for both parties.
Right.
And
Barbara, I have to stop you. Pardon me. We're running out of time. Will you come back again and do this again sometime?
Anytime. Thank
you so much.
I'd love it.
Thank you. Barbara Babbitt Kaufman, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Attitude, and I recommend it. 29 After, we'll be right back with our good friend Rick Maurer. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.